Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from Bowie, Maryland. I'm sitting at the table thinking, what are we going to talk about tonight as we draw down on this super fifth day or super fifth week of July? You don't get too many chances to get five Tuesdays in a month, but this is a great opportunity and I'm glad I got it. It's a little bit hard to pull myself away from the Olympics. It would have been, I swore I wasn't going to watch any of it, but I'm watching a ton of it. And it's just pretty amazing. I've been watching NBC is putting everything on, and I've been watching things that I don't usually watch, like archery. What sublime beauty there is to archery. It's absolutely incredible. My guests are coming and going. 8057 was here for about 30 seconds. If you want to give me a call, the number is 347-945-6713. And we crossed the 59,000 barrier this week. We're at 59,019. And so we're on the final stretch drive for 60,000 listens. I don't know how that stacks up against other Blog Talk Radio people, but I'm pretty happy that we've been able to do that on the Norm at Night show. I really do like doing this. 8246, welcome. And since it's the fifth week, we're letting it be open mic. I was just talking about the Olympics, and I watched women's table tennis and ping pong today. A semifinal match between the world champion, the girl from China, and this girl from Singapore, and it was the most incredible thing I had ever seen. I don't know how they do it. Utterly amazing. Oh, if for anybody that cares, Michael Phelps did get that 19th medal, and so he has eclipsed the Russian gymnast who's had the most medals for 40 years. And I guess that's an accomplishment for Phelps. We should be glad for him. He got a gold medal in the, I don't remember, it was the 400-meter relay. The Americans didn't mess around with it. Speaking of Americans, it was a shame what happened to Jordan Weber. Just a freak of the rules. usually my position is, the rules are the rules, going in. But it's just wrong for the world champion not to go to the individuals, especially when her score actually puts her fourth among the contestants. 20 go, of course, but she can't go. So I guess that means the 21st person goes because the United States has two other people in the competition who finished just a touch ahead of her. And so the world champion will not be part of the all-around individual at the 2012 London Games. I guess that'll be something that can go down in the record books for. That's really kind of crummy. What else have I watched? Oh, I did go to the DC United game against Paris Saint-Germain on Saturday, and that was a lot of fun. A shout out to my son who got me the ticket for Father's Day, and to all the other people. We had a wonderful tailgate party in Lot 12. My wife made the best chicken wings she's ever made, and that's not slight praise because she makes great chicken wings. I finished the last ones this afternoon. She must have made this giant pan. It really was good. Oh, boy, I don't know. I'm really pretty exhausted. My internet life is catching up with me. Sometimes I just get an urge to turn everything off. Do you ever get that urge? But then Tuesday comes and I realize it's Norm at Night. And once it's Norm at Night, I'm very excited because I really like doing this as much as sometimes it gets to be a drag. But it's a lot more fun, and I've had a lot of callers lately. It's a lot more fun if someone's on the line with me. And so if you want to, you can give me a call at 347-945-6713. You pick the topic. There were some interesting going-ons in the U.S. Congress again today. They did come to an agreement to keep the government running until next March. So nobody's got the balls to take the chance of being the one who shut down the government as the election approaches. I'm really becoming convinced that we've got to throw them all out. That's why. Does anyone know who's running for the United States Senate against the Democrat in Maryland? As much as I like the Democrat, maybe it is just time to put somebody else in. Not a Democrat, not a Republican, just somebody else. Is there anything that we can do about what's going on? Or is what's going on the best thing that we can have? See, part of the problem is the bureaucracy has gotten so large and really has so much of an effect on our lives that the people in the Congress really don't make any difference. So they just get fat and greedy and, well, not even greedy, that's not even the right word. They're just like irrelevant. They don't matter. They don't count. What do you think about that? Give me a call, 347-945-6713. 8246, what's on your mind? Why don't you, I don't know if you can see yourself in the chat room or not. Why don't you join us? Excuse me. Why don't you join us on the live line? Well, if you give me a number, I'll be happy to call you. I can do that now. That's really pretty cool. And I just might start calling people. If you got somebody you want me to call, just come into the chat room, give me the number, or call me at 347-945-6713. What else went on today? Oh, big news. The Congress also rejected the attempt by, well, I think there were 220 pro vote, yay votes to restrict abortion in the District of Columbia to 20 weeks. You know, I was thinking about that. You know, 20 weeks, that's 5 months. You should know you're pregnant well within five, before the 5th month. You're just ignoring yourself. And you should be, I'm convinced most people who would get abortions would get them within the first 5 months if they had the money to get them. I don't have any problem with restricting the abortions that we pay for abortions within the first 5 months. Add them to health care, make it a legitimate expense. I think that's a reasonable position to take. If you've got feelings about that, give me a call, 347-945-6713. Let me see what else is going on in the news today. I'm not sure if I told you, Michael Phelps did win that 19th medal. If you may be watching the gymnastics, it's not live. I know what happened. Keep watching. How about Romney's trip overseas? The man is making a joke out of himself. I don't know how he ever made any money. I talked to you about the spending deal. How about, you know, we're all talking about the derecho storm and the power put millions of us out of power, tens of millions of us out of power. Well, the power went out in India today, and they hundreds of millions, 600 million people in the dark. The electrical grid just collapsed, just went to sleep. I don't know. I wonder what happened to all those call centers. I wonder if they went dark too when the power went out. They must have. Wonder if the call centers in Belize picked up. I know a couple of people that are in the call center business, and oh boy. Well, getting ready to go to Deep Creek Lake in what, 2 weeks? Hot dog. 2 weeks from Saturday. It's to the lake. Take a Kindle and a bag of books, and I'll be perfectly ready to enjoy myself. I did something today that I also liked. I actually, first time I ever had a, I had an audition, if you would, for a job, and I had to come and teach. And boy, I really did enjoy it. I surely did. It was very, very, very nice. Let me see what's going on. Nothing's changed. One guess. That must be the cult. But you can all give me a call, 347-945-6713. I did another interesting thing this week. Very long time ago, I read a book called American Historical Explanations, and I loved it. And my copy's long since fallen apart and gone away. And I found one online, a used copy, and I bought it. And that's kind of neat. It's 35 years. I bought a copy. It was the second edition, published in 1980. I had mine 1975. So that would have been, what, 75, 47 years. 80 would be 42 years, right? I don't know. But anyway, I had a great deal of fun talking about loops and the like today. Let's see what's going on in my Twitter feed. I've really kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh boy, I have been working pretty hard, but I'm sort of, I don't know, not much going on. All beers are 2 for 1. I saw this tweet and I was wondering what a 2 for was. And all beers are 2 for 1. That could be dangerous. That could be dangerous. Lord, why am I yawning so? I don't know if I'm going to make it till 10 o'clock. Especially if nobody calls. I assume it's got to be fun. Jonathan Capehart, he's actually turning out to be all right. Jonathan Capehart, he must be doing Willie's show tomorrow. Although Willie is over in England, so he doesn't do it till about 11. No, a little earlier than that, about 10. This Olympics, I swore they weren't going to get me, but boy, they have me. Yeah, culture matters. Of course, culture matters. It's just not something worth killing over. At least I don't think it is. There's a really interesting question. What effect, Ed Schultz tweeted this. I really like Ed Schultz. Anybody's really surprised about that. But Ed Schultz asks, and we could probably do a whole show on this if people would call. What effect has the Barack Obama presidency had on race relations? Thirty-two minutes ago, so they wanted to put your tweet right on the air. So why don't you call just call or tweet or, there is no tweet for Norm at Night. I may have to correct that. That's really well. You can tweet N. Constantine, and I'll get it right on to the Norm at Night Show. Hey, how you doing?
How's it going?
It's going pretty well. How are things out on the coast?
Oh, getting hot. It was in the high 90s, and it should be in the hundreds for the rest of the week.
Oh,
So
you're in
I'm
it up.
cooling in, I'm inside with the air. That's about it.
Does it get to be 100 there very often, does it?
We average, I'd say, maybe over the summer, about 3 weeks of it.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know.
I didn't think it got that hot.
Yeah, well, we're in the north, but this is still, it's almost like a desert climate. So we do get that high heat, so, you know.
Oh, that's for, don't ask me why that reminded me of this, but I saw a picture on Facebook. A little girl, somebody I know, was playing with one of those puzzles, you know, like a country and all its divisions, like the United States, except it was Canada. And so there's only 13 pieces in that puzzle.
Oh, well, yeah.
Can you name them?
Oh. I might come close. I don't know.
Give it a shot. 10 provinces and 3 territories.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's see. British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Ontario. Should I start over?
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
Okay. British Columbia.
1.
Alberta.
2.
Saskatchewan.
3.
Manitoba.
4.
Ontario.
5.
Quebec.
6.
Newfoundland.
7.
Nova Scotia.
8.
The Northwest Territory.
9.
And I knew I'd be stuck on the last one.
You got it.
Oh, let's see. I keep thinking Vancouver, but I know that's not it.
Think of Sergeant Preston.
Oh, the Yukon.
Yukon Territory?
Yeah. Oh,
10. 3 more.
Oh, geez. That's it for me. if there's anything further north, I don't know what it is.
Where's St. John's?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
New Brunswick, that's 11.
Oh, right. Okay.
Prince PEI, that's 12.
Mm-hmm.
There's one more, and it's a territory.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't cheat and look it up. I could have, but... Well, I've got my laptop in front of me.
Who did we ask before Google? So why don't you look it up? I can't remember the territory.
Oh, really? Oh, God, well...
I thought I had it. Now it slipped in my brain. PEI, Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, New Brunswick... You got Manitoba.
Mm-hmm. Home of the... Here we go. I just go to Wikipedia.
Northwest Territory, Yukon Territory, and what's the third territory?
I'm trying to get there. Let's see. Oh, that's a really old one from the Confederation.
I don't think they've changed much since Dominion Day.
Yeah. God, this thing is going on forever. Oh. Let's see here. Well, you did Prince Edward Yukon. Oh, it's called Nunavut.
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 Oh, the native land.
Yeah, yeah.
They used to have a different name, though.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Yeah. That was
for you, Jennifer Laney. Yes, some of us can't name the Canadian provinces.
Or come close, anyway. Yeah. Oh.
I had made a joke about how Canadian children needed puzzles with only 13 pieces.
Well...
what she said. Well, she's in a distinct minority that even knows that there are 13, let alone the names.
Yeah, of course.
I decided I would name them on the show, which I just did.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody out there, why don't you give us a call on the Norman Knight Show? Where'd my Washington Post go? Let's see what else is. How about what happened to that poor world champion on the gymnastics team?
Oh, I haven't followed the Olympics at all. I did have the opening show on that was Saturday night, and I sort of watched it, you know, peripherally. It was just on the background. And that was the strangest thing I'd ever seen. I loved it. I just didn't get it. I didn't see the celebration of the Industrial Revolution. It went in all kinds of directions that I just...
Yes, it did. But Rush Limbaugh went crazy about it.
But it went on for, what was it, 4 hours or longer? I don't know.
They say the Queen's going to make the guy a knight.
I thought that part was amusing. Now, when the platoon of Mary Poppins dropped down and attacked whatever that evil slime was, I didn't get that. I was like, what the hell is going on here? Oh, God. You know,
I don't know if there's any truth to it, Rush Limbaugh went nuts over it.
Oh, he did he like it or no?
Oh, no.
Oh, he probably thought it was the capitalists in the top hats, and then there were the workers who all had dirt on them, you know. And it did seem like the workers triumphed. And didn't they salute their health care system, too, I think?
Oh, absolutely. It was like an ad for Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's a big day in health care.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Things go into effect tomorrow.
Yeah, well, look at that stupid thing that Romney... one of his many gaffes when he was in Israel.
Oh, he stepped in so much shit. I don't think people in America hated blacks enough to keep this election this close. The guy is a moron.
He's beginning to look and sound like an empty suit. He's an empty suit, I guess that's what we have to call him, huh?
They may not nominate him.
Oh, well, yeah. That's,
wouldn't that be hilarious?
Well, I do think he's the worst candidate of all the ones they had, you know. But I just don't get it. When he sits, he's there, and he's praising the Israeli healthcare system. He's like, wow, they only spend 8% of their GDP on healthcare, and we spend 18. We can learn from them. Well, they have mandatory health insurance. It's total socialism.
Absolutely.
You have your pick of 4 plans, and you don't even get choice. From day one, they take it. They take it out of your paycheck. Yeah. I mean, it's more heavy-handed than Obamacare.
And how about in Poland?
Oh, they don't have
the tiny government.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything's free in Poland, still.
Yeah, well, you know. Well, then, too, did he get the endorsement of, what's his name, Lech Walesa?
No, Lech Walesa hates him.
Well, I thought it said he had a tacit endorsement or something like that, you know.
Well, he stepped in it somehow today again.
Yeah, well, I wondered because, you know, here's the socialist, you know, labor union boss.
Exactly.
Now, really.
The only difference in Poland is that the communists aren't Russians anymore.
Yeah, that's true. So, this tour was almost a daily, well, more than daily. The gaffes were coming about every few hours if you were watching television.
Every country he went to, he said something.
So yeah, he may just blow this whole thing on his own. I don't know. He's not someone I ever considered voting for, and that's the way it is.
I'm trying to find out who is running for the Senate in Maryland.
So what's the deal there? You should know something. Good God.
Well, I know who the Democrat is, but I want somebody else to vote for.
So there's no Republican...
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know your situation.
They sure haven't said much about him. Oh, no, I don't have any problem with the guy who's the senator, Ben Cardin. He's fine. They have become irrelevant.
Well, that's funny. Today, two Republican House members have resigned or will not run. La Tourette and, I forget the other guy from Kentucky.
Republicans?
Yep.
Why aren't they running?
Let's see. The guy from Kentucky cited health issues in his family and just said, I'm out of here. And La Tourette was talking about, you know, how divided everything was, and he couldn't get anything done, and he was, you know, just frustrated, and so he decided not to run. So, yeah, pretty amazing. Well, it's not too late in the game for them to find somebody else, but still.
Oh, no, absolutely
not.
It's
nice to have an, you know,
the primary in New York, the primary used to be in September.
Well, the Democratic primary is in September, or not primary, the convention is in September, you know.
Right, I know, but I mean, now I think there isn't the Democratic primary in New York in June?
Yeah, ours are in June, you know. So ours is going to be incredibly complex. We have more propositions than we know what to do with.
A direct democracy in California. They should simply abolish the legislature.
Yeah, well, the problem is the legislature, we pretty much, stripped their power to tax unless they have supermajorities. Mostly because we've been dealing with Democrats who just spend insane amounts of money, and they still do.
Wait a minute. Those insane amount of money began to be spent by none other than Governor Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, we could go back that far. I don't know how far you want to go, but Proposition 13 is what changed everything. So, you know.
Remind everybody what Prop 13 is.
That means that our property taxes can only be raised 1% per year, maximum.
Here in Prince George's County, we have what's called, in fact, it was modeled after Prop 13, except it went even farther. Tax Reform Initiative something, or it's called TRIM. You can't raise the property taxes, period.
Yeah, well, see, this is the thing. Let's say during this most recent, you know, the whole housing boom, you know, where everybody's house tripled in value. Well, if we didn't have Prop 13, all of our property would have been reassessed every single year, and the taxes would have been outrageous. I mean, we all would have been right down the tube, man. We would have been gone.
No, you wouldn't have been right down the tube.
Jesus. No, it was...
You wouldn't be bankrupt is what you wouldn't be.
We'd be bankrupt. Oh, I'm sure. The government, yeah, they'd be floating in money. That would be wonderful for them, I'm sure.
But no, it's not like the government simply hoarded money in California and in New York. They provided you with a lot of great, good stuff.
Well, that's debatable. See, you don't know, too. I mean, there were all sorts of other things. Let's say, in the late 90s, governments were flush with money because of the whole the dot-com boom and the Internet and all. We had so much, you know, this was when Silicon Valley was at its absolute peak. And what did they do with that money? Did they pay some of their debt? Nah. Did they save it for a rainy day? Nah. Where'd it go? They raised pensions and wages for government workers, even the ones that were retired. Every single community, the cities, the counties, the state, they all did it. They just gave it all to the unions.
Nothing matter with that.
And now we're suffering. Now we're suffering because we can't pay those pensions. In my county, actually, several years ago, did set up a committee and considered bankruptcy. And it was all over the pension fund. They knew they were stuck.
San Clemente or something did go bankrupt, right?
Stockton?
Stockton, I know.
Stockton is the big one. San Bernardino.
Maybe that's the one I was thinking.
And the other, it's a small town, Mammoth Lakes, you know. Theirs is a different situation, though. But and then, of course, Vallejo, which happened a few years ago. But there are quite a few others that are more or less on the block, you know. And, you know, we're getting the unions are making concessions, trying to keep the thing working. That process will probably go on for quite a while. The only thing that saves them is if property values begin to increase again, of course. That would be good. But
if they slide into the ocean.
Or
burn down in a wildfire.
Yeah, well, we've had our share of fires. Actually, we've done rather well compared to the rest of the country. You know?
Compared to Colorado.
Oh, yeah. You know. Now, we've
that
had them. We tend to get ours more towards the fall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because by that's when the really dry winds come through here. And more so in the south, you know, but I've had some fairly close, and we get the smoke. I remember, I think it was the Lake Berryessa fire, and it was rain. It was like snowflakes, the ash that was coming down. It was just like looking out on a winter day in Buffalo. There was so much ash, and it was a real weird effect in the morning, because the sun was out. But then there was a full moon. And when you looked up the sky, it looked like two suns. They were both bright orange. That was bizarre. So.
Hey, here's a good one. When you mentioned Buffalo, I went to the Buffalo paper.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Cuomo right on the front page. Donors to Cuomo Group will stay secret.
Hmm.
I mean, he looks like a Don.
I'm watching Rachel Maddow. So La Tourette is definitely out. And he's just disgusted with politics, and that's it.
Who is that?
La Tourette.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's see, where is that?
God, they're shooting people on
the
left.
Oh, Jeff Davis from Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're shooting people on their front porch in Buffalo. What's the world coming to?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's funny. Buffalo consistently hits in the top three or four as the poorest city. You know, of course they're in there with Detroit and Cleveland, Toledo. You know.
Well, they claim 40% of the kids in Buffalo go to bed hungry.
That's a possibility, I guess.
40%? That's not chicken.
That doesn't seem, you know, quite right. I mean, given the amount of food and services and charities that are out there, I don't know.
They're awful poor. Nobody has jobs.
Yeah. So, I know.
My brother drives a dry cleaning truck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he does because he can afford it.
I thought your brother. I don't know what he did.
My brother was a mortgage banker for years.
Uh huh.
And just got fed up with it.
Yeah.
And just stopped, and so that was 2 days a week he drives a dry cleaner delivery truck just for a little spending money.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I could do something like that. That would be about as much work as I feel like doing.
So now, how long have you been a man of leisure?
Oh, since 2006.
Wow, 6 years. I thought about going out in September when I turned 62, but looks like I'm going to get a job, so I'm going to keep going.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think so. We're going to put the final... I'm going to do two things. I'm going to work for this progressive school.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it? A charter school is interested in.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if I could. I don't know how long I would last.
I don't know. The charter schools, and we have a lot of them. A lot of people have opted for the charter school format.
Well, you know, in Buffalo, all the white people go to the charter schools. All the black people go to the regular schools.
Hmm.
It's awful.
Yeah. Well, you know, but then too, there's a lot more integration going on that wasn't there before, which, you know.
Well, Buffalo was the home of integration.
What?
No, it was. Buffalo set the curtain court. They're the ones that the magnet program.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but they also had court ordered busing.
Right, that was part of the magnet program.
Well, yeah, but no, they were just a little bit slow doing that, and you know, but just like I think what other towns, Boston, I think part of Boston, Cleveland, you know. People are a little bit surprised when you tell them that the courts had to force these cities to integrate. But that's how it was.
And some of them say it's still, you don't see many black people at the fair to this day.
Yeah.
All anybody talks about is the bills.
Yeah.
The front page of the newspaper is filled with bills talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I was there back in November, and the town is, it's I don't know, it's really foreign to me. It's not, you know, after all these years, of course it would be, you know.
Yeah, you just, what you remember isn't there anymore. That's the sad part.
Yeah, and I don't feel connected, you know, that's like...
Right, exactly.
You know.
The Buffalo we're connected to is long gone.
Yeah, yeah. Because I remember even, you know, going on Elmwood Strip and, you know, it just didn't feel right.
Yeah, it's a different kind of active now.
Yeah.
It's more yuppie active.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I have my two nieces both sort of live in that area.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I'm always getting pictures of them. They're always at a restaurant or a new bar or wherever. And then
How old are they? Let me think.
Early 20s.
Oh, okay.
You know, so they're of age where they're going to be dating, going out with their girlfriends, and...
Whose daughters are they?
Oh, those are both the Dawn's daughters.
Okay.
So you know, and they take pictures of all their meals, you know, and it's always something very exotic. So I keep up on things, you know. And then,
what
you know...
Let's
see. Amy works for Geico. And let me think. I don't know where Megan works, but I know she's working in her field as a counselor. So, you know.
Where'd she go to school?
She got a MDI.
Okay.
So, they're both doing well. They're making decent money, and they can afford to do things and live on their own and all that. So.
And go to fancy restaurants.
And
right.
Do, yes.
Do they live together?
No. They did at one time. I think that didn't last too long.
Well, it gets old.
Well, you know, there's always something. Somebody doesn't do the laundry when they should and leaves clothes, or, you know, all that.
I've been there, done that.
You get into the sister thing, and it's like, all right. So, yeah. Well, the times when I've had roommates and that, it kind of, you
right.
know.
Right.
You try to make it work.
A really
you know.
Bad situation is when there's three, because it always becomes two against one. Never
oh,
fair.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, sometimes it works out fine. Usually if, like, maybe you're on a first shift and the other roommate's on a second shift, then it's perfect. You never see each other. That's great.
Some people say it's perfect with your wife.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Well, I don't know. What else haven't we covered?
Knit and, wait a minute, let me go look on Facebook.
Yeah, I didn't look at your agenda.
Oh, here. I saved this. I had this up. Why I support Obama.
Oh.
For 30 years, I've heard politicians talking about health care reform, and he's the first one to do something about it.
Mm.
He made this big sign and took a picture of it and put it on Facebook.
Mm.
The Affordable Health Care Act removes restrictions on pre-existing conditions. Makes healthcare more affordable for small business, raises the age at which children can be on their parents' policies, removes lifetime caps and more, with the possible exception of insurance execs who would not want these changes.
Mm-hmm.
He ended the war in Iraq 3 years later. And is drawing the war in Afghanistan to a close like he said he would. Well, maybe, but who's going to be the last guy dead?
I don't know. We'll find out in about 10 years.
Yeah. Thinks women should have access to free preventative health care. Why is this still an issue? He believes in equality for all people and signed the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act. Help women get equal pay for equal work. and the repeal of the military's don't ask, don't tell policy. He is promoting and investing in clean energy jobs. Finally, he supports education by giving more flexibility to No Child Left Behind and by making college aid more affordable. He thinks millionaires and billionaires should pay their fair share of taxes like the rest of us. Really, this is a no-brainer also. Despite inheriting one of the worst economic messes since the Great Depression, he added 2.6 million private sector jobs to our economy, and indications are that the economy is slowly improving. We'll have to have World War II to finish it. No.
Oh, that's an old, I don't know.
It's also true.
No.
To anyone who thinks he's been too slow, don't you know you can't turn the Titanic around in a day? Yeah, well, we're going to hit the frickin' iceberg too then. I voted for him before, and I'll vote for him again. The kid I taught at St. Mary's.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, I could counter it point by point, but we've only got 9 minutes.
Why don't you?
We've got 9 minutes left. Come on, guy.
It was a quick summary.
So is this guy trying to tell me that Obama did everything right? Because obviously there must have been some other events that didn't work out. I mean,
when you hear it all at once, all together, it sounds pretty impressive.
Well, yeah, I guess it does. If I gave you a banana split with 3 scoops of ice, and I just keep piling the extras, the sprinkles, and the nuts, it's going to look better every time I put a new thing on there, right?
What's the matter with that?
Well, the facts are that, like the Recovery Act, we're talking about totally misspent money, an absolute waste. That was a huge mistake. He could have, but it wasn't managed, and he allowed Congress to throw every pork barrel project they could on top of it. And when he did that, then they lost the impact. So
they got the money back from all those banks.
They didn't get crap back for their money.
They most certainly did.
Really? You know all those policemen that used to be, we suddenly had money for them, and we kept them on the payroll. But guess what? We had to let them go this year. Money ran out.
Was it the Dems' fault?
Oh, really?
Oh,
the only reason we could keep these guys on is because we had government subsy. But if we don't have it, they're gone,
This is for my friend Jan Nuzzo.
Oh, Jan.
Your way. Sometimes I think Bernie is the only one on our side. Bernie Sanders.
Oh,
you own
Bernie.
You own Wall Street. You own the coal companies. You own the oil companies. Now, for a very small percentage of your wealth, we're going to give you the opportunity to own the United States government.
Well, yeah.
That is the essence of what Citizens United is all about. And that's why it must be overturned.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with that. There's no problem there.
I'm like weird. The problem isn't that Citizens United allows people to buy the government. The problem is people are selling it.
Yeah. And see, what you have now, is, we'll call it corporatism here, but the model for it is Mussolini's fascism.
I'm listening.
And you see, and you know, people want to say, people, oh, no, that's fastest. Well, we won't want to use that word. But it's precisely what it is. You can look, you know, you'll find that definition everywhere you look. So for me, and then, you know, I have to take issue with guys like, you know, like the Koch brothers. Now, you know, they're supposedly great libertarians, and they started the Cato Institute and do all kinds of things, you know, promoting individual liberty. And that's fine. I admire that. But at the same time, they have enormous they're getting involved in government with their money. You see, there's a contradiction here that doesn't work for me. See, if you want government to leave you alone, you leave the damn government alone, too. I mean, don't try to influence all these politicians, and, you know, that's craziness.
You need to read Chris Hayes' book.
Oh, what's that name again?
Chris Hayes.
The dude from MSNBC?
Yeah, what's his book? It's about how the elites are become stagnant, and the meritocracy has tried to fix itself and in place. It's really an interesting book.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're well aware that we have so many wealthy families. It's inherited wealth. They're protected, and they don't really invest as much as they just preserve their positions. And they're no different than nobility or aristocracy in some cases. We have political families too, whether they're Kennedys or Bushes.
Well, right.
There's
great evidence that we've become an oligarchy.
Yeah. So.
And his book addresses that question. It's really an interesting book.
Yeah,
I thought it was just going to be another yuppie crybaby, but I was impressed with it. In fact, I went to Politics and Prose when he was here in D.C.
Oh, that's right. You told me about that, I think. Yeah.
I had a couple of interesting cracks during his talk.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm typing
it
in.
It was a lot of fun.
Let's see what we got here.
What's the name of the book? I can't. It's something.
Oh, I've got it's like his whole biography here. Let's see. Well, he kind of got his break when Keith Olbermann left. So it says, oh, here it is. His first book, Twilight of the Elites,
Twilight
America
of the Elites.
After Meritocracy.
Right, Twilight of the Elites.
And it has two good reviews that are here that I see. And his brother is working for the Obama campaign. Yeah, I remember he was under some criticism. You remember that thing about heroism? I think
yes.
He did it on Memorial Day or something, or
yes,
the day before
yes.
Memorial Day.
I said, here.
Yeah.
Go for it, Chris. I was on his side on that one.
Yeah, it was, for me, I don't know, I had mixed thoughts on it. I mean, I could understand his feelings at the same time. You know, I don't have any difficulty calling a guy who hits Omaha Beach and gets his brains blown off as soon as the boat hits the sand. I don't have any problem calling him a hero. I might have trouble calling George Patton a hero.
You know, that's interesting because George Patton says the guy who hits the beach and gets his head blown off is anything but a hero.
Yeah.
George Patton would say, you don't win wars dying for your country.
Oh, yeah.
You win wars making the other stupid bastard die for his.
Yeah, unfortunately, George Patton's record more or less indicates that you were more likely to die under his command than any other officer there was.
Is that true? Well,
he did not give. He did not give a damn, boy. He was, you know, gung ho and.
Slide to a close. We're done here on the Norman Knight Show on this magical fifth week in July. Keep listening, folks, because you're liable to be the 60,000th listener. We're in the stretch drive. We just came around the far turn.
Question. You're going on vacation soon. Are you going to be off the air for a couple of weeks or what?
No, I'm going to try to do a show from... I thought about taking the whole month of August off, but I was afraid nobody'd be around when I came back. So I'll do a show from, there's internet there now, so I'll do a show from out there.
Oh, cool.
But anyway, I'm done for tonight. Thanks for calling, and that's it. That's a wrap for Norm at Night on this 31st day of July, 2012. We're out of here. Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care, man. Good night.
Okay, good night.